Officials in Tennessee have found 40 credible allegations of voter fraud during this year's primary and general elections. That's more than any other state, according to a nationwide investigation from the New York Times. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
The New York Times concludes that overall, there is no evidence of rampant voter fraud. In an election in which nearly 138 million people voted, the majority of states say they've heard no serious claims of fraud whatsoever. Against that backdrop, Tennessee stands out. Mark Goines, the state's director of elections, believes it's because officials here are looking harder.
I think we're probably more vigilant. It's something that we have focused on somewhat. We've encouraged the counties to look for these things.
Goines says the largest number of cases involve felons who've been stripped of their rights to vote. Another big group are people who've voted outside their districts. One case involves a suspicious absentee ballot, and one other involves a possible non-citizen who voted. Even if all the allegations prove to be true, the 40 cases would represent less than one vote out of every 100,000 cast this year in Tennessee. Though Goines says more suspicious votes could be found as officials review records. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.